the new unified heavyweight champion of the world.
Before the ink's even dry, the history books are being rewritten.
Life is gone. At some point, everything's going to go south on you. Everything's going to go south, and you're going to say, this is it. This is how I end.
We all get hit on the blind side by life.
A lot of things are going to happen that will catch you off guard.
You can lose your family. You can lose your job. Lose your home, lose your car. They can say you can't come back.
But during those down moments, that's where the growth takes place. Get right here.
We can fight our way back into the light.
So what do you do when you fall down?
Embrace the failure.
Recycle your pain. Get something from it. You're already in pain. Use it. Do something with it. Allow it to take you to the next level. Allow your pain to push you to greatness.
Some of the greatest things you will ever learn and some of the greatest changes in your life will be due to pain.
It doesn't matter about what happens to you. What matters is, what are you going to do about it? You can decide that you're going to stand up to life.
Let's go!
Get up!
Sometimes in life, you have to hit back. This is our new day. It's time for us to stand.
I'm not going to let this get me down. I'm not going to let this destroy me.
There are certain things that you got to go through. There's certain pitfalls that you got to fall in.
You have got to make a declaration
to say, I am a conqueror.
I'm unstoppable.
There's nothing I can't achieve.
You've got to be willing to harness your will.
In spite of what you went through, in spite of how you suffered,
you're still looking at your dream. Say to yourself,
it is not over
until I win.
It's over. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
Cleveland, this is for you.
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something. You got a dream, you got to protect it.
So the secret to real happiness is progress. Progress equals happiness, and if we can make progress on a regular basis, we feel alive.
See, the universe responds to the man or woman that refuses to be denied. Don't get caught up in, well, I've tried it 4 or 5 times and things didn't work out. If there's something that you want and you're hungry for it, you've got to do whatever is necessary until. And when you give the best you can and that's not enough, you must do what is required.
There's something in you that said, there's a bigger life waiting for me, calling my name. There's something in you that says, I'm on my way to a greater life.
Regardless of what comes down the pipe, that you're always looking for a way to get over, always looking for a way that you can break through, always looking for a way that you can win, always looking for a way that you can strike a telling blow. There's greatness in you. You have got to be relentless.
See, the last chapter to your life has not been written yet, and it doesn't matter about what happened yesterday. I deserve this, and I'm not going to let anything stop me.
We all get knocked down in every aspect of life.
We all get hit on the blind side, knocked upside the head.
At some point, everything's gonna go south, and you're gonna say, this is it. This is how I end.
During those down moments, that's where the growth takes place.
Are you hearing me? Some of you have been knocked out by life.
The real challenge of growth, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, comes when you get knocked down.
I want my daughter back. I'm her father.
Unfortunately, that's not enough.
May I remind you? But you were born in the dark, shaped by the dark, molded by the dark.
So what do you do when you fall down?
We can fight our way back into the light.
You can recycle your pain. Get something from it. You already in pain. Use it. Do something with it. Allow it to take you to the next level. Allow your pain to push you to greatness.
Get up. Get up.
Sometimes in life, you have to hit back.
Everybody's trying to stop you. Everybody's trying to kill your dream. You're going to prove all of them wrong.
I don't care what the scoreboard says. We're going to be winners.
So now you got to go out and show them that I'm a different creature now than I was 5 minutes ago.
This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
You know what you're worth. Now go out and get what you're worth.
Again and again and again, the lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
Make a declaration to yourself. I'm unstoppable. This will not get me down.
Live your life now. Live your dreams now.
There's got to be those days you push through. They're probably going to be more numerous than the days you don't.
And I think that's something to be mindful of as well. Try to imagine your life when you'd make that easy choice next time. What is that going to do? Is that going to keep you away from your dreams? Are you going to regret that later? You know, a lot of opportunities appear only once in life, and you skip that taking the easy choice, they're probably gone forever.
You can dream of the kind of life you want. You can dream of the kind of change you want. You can dream of the kind of future you want. But until you wake up and begin to plan to get there, it will only be a dream.
If you don't get up and actually do something, do anything, those positive emotions will never have the opportunity to follow those actions. You'll just be stuck in a lazy, demotivated hole for as long as you choose to be.
And so the benefit of discipline in my eyes has always been that through discipline, I get things done.
You told us that you was about to start working out. You told us that you was going to start a business. But when are you going to do that?
Your number one job is to become more of yourself.
And sometimes a big part of success is just not being lazy and just doing it.
Yeah.
That's like 90% of it is just showing up. Get there and start working. Like, you're not going to feel perfect every day.
Effort. Effort. Man, I see so many people talking about hustle, hard work, determination, grind, work ethic. At the end of the day, when I look at the body of people the men and women I've worked with around the world. At the end of the day, it's effort.
Do I not have enough time? Or am I being lazy? And lazy comes in two different flavors. Lazy comes in two distinct flavors. Lazy comes in one flavor, which means not working. You might be saying, hey, I'm constantly working, I'm constantly learning. That's an easy rebuttal. But the second flavor of lazy is not doing what needs to be done. It means holding out on doing what you know is necessary, but hard to do.
It was my destiny to be king, to be the best. It was in me. But nobody could lift more weight than me. I ruled my domain. Doctors told me before my last competition, if you go out there, you could die trying to lift that much weight. I was faced with death, and I chose gladly. I was happy. It made me. I looked at my doctor like he was crazy. You think I'm not gonna compete? After all the work, this is what I live for. I am obsessed with this. So if it costs my life, if I die in the pursuit of my obsession, my magnificent obsession, then so be it. Today, in front of the largest crowd I ever performed in front of, if I die in pursuit of my magnificent obsession, so be it. Good. I'm glad I went out doing what I love.
And so you gotta do me a huge favor. You gotta get to the point where you don't need a car anymore. You don't need a house anymore. You don't need to be pushed by anybody anymore. Your dreams, your wife's gonna push you. Your spouse is gonna push you. Your child is gonna push you. The need to get better is going to push you. Because you're closer than you're ever going to be, it's gonna push you. You don't need anything to push you. Your goals are gonna push you. Your dreams are gonna push you. The opportunity of a lifetime that happens in this particular time frame is gonna push you. It's gonna drive you. It's going to make you better. So do me a favor as I leave. You can't be average anymore. 70%, you can't do it. You can't do it and have what you want. You can't give me 70 and be what you want. You can't give me 70 and do what you want. You can't be average anymore. You can't be good anymore. 80%. You can't be good anymore. 80% and have what you want. You can't be good at something and have everything you dreamed of. To make your dreams become real. To no longer dream them but walk in them. You can't. 90%, you can be good, you can be good, you can be great, but you still won't get it all. I'm telling you, when you become phenomenal, there's nothing you can't have, nothing you can't do, nothing you can't be. And I believe that you're in this room right now. I believe that we're in the same space right now. I believe we're all in this place together. Listen to me. I believe that we're all in this place together because all of us hate average. None of us want to be good. And for those of us who reach greatness, we have a desire to push past greatness and see what phenomenal looks like. So I need everybody in the room, when you think about your goal and you think about your dream, I need you to understand, as I said to my wife in that hospital room, I can, I will, I must. I need everybody to say it with me. I can, I will, I must. Come on. I can, I will, I must. Again, I can, I will, I must. Now, for those of you want it all, every single dream, every single goal. As I say it, for those of you who really want it, you're going to say it, and you're going to stand, and you're going to say it like you mean it. I can, I will, I must. Come on. I can, I will, I must. Come on. I can, I will, I must. Now say it like you mean it. I can, I will, I must. Again, I can, I will, I must. Again, I can, I will, I must. Now I need you to think about that loved one, that individual that you have to do this for. I need you to say it with me. I can, I will, I must. Come on, for that individual. I can, I will, I must. For that person, I can, I will, I must. For that thing you want to accomplish, I can, I will, I must. Again, I can, I will, I must. Now I want you to think about that hurdle. I want you to think about that thing that keeps pressing you down. I want you to think about that mountain that's hard to climb. I want you to think about that thing that you just can't seem to get over. We're going to get over it today. We're going to get over it. We're going to get over it together. I can, I will, I must. We're going to add to it. I can get over it. I will get over it. I must get over it. Ready? I can get over it. I will get over it. I must. Come on, come on. I can get over it. I will get over it. I must get over it.
I know something about you. I know you're not a quitter. I know you're a survivor. I know you're a survivor. If you're watching me right now, I know something about you. You are a survivor. So I want you to get off this. I want you to cut it off. I want you to go in the mirror and I want you to make the rest of your life the best of your life. I can, I will, I must. It's your boy E.T.
Don't really want to get up and get out of bed. Yeah, I get up and get out of bed. I don't really want to work out. I work out. I really don't want to hammer on a project. I hammer on the project. Now, as an overall rule, I do not like procrastination. You need to get things done. But if you are going to rest, that is one thing that you should procrastinate on. That's the one thing I want you to put off until tomorrow. Now, these could be signals that you need some time off. And those signals might be right. They could be correct. But don't take today off. Don't give in to the immediate gratification that is whispering in your ear. Shut that down. Do not listen to that little voice. Instead, go through the motions. Lift the weights. Sprint the hill. Work on the project. Get out of bed.
The wolf on the hill is never as hungry as the wolf climbing the hill.
It's not easy going it alone, but if you keep going, stay true to yourself, it will be worth it in the end. The hardest walk you can make is the walk you make alone, but that is the walk that makes you the strongest. That is the walk that builds your character the most. To all of you fighting battles alone, to all of you going against the grain, battling the naysayers, stay strong. Keep going. Stay strong. Keep going. This walk is hard, but the hardest walks lead to the greatest destinations. The toughest climbs always lead to the best views. It will be worth it in the end. And if you show what you are made of, the right people will show up in your life. You won't be a lone wolf forever. You have qualities only few can admire, because most don't possess. You have strength only few can understand, because most have never experienced. So don't give in. Don't settle. Don't lower your expectations to fit into the world. You were born to stand out. You were born to lead. Lead the pack. They say the wolf on the hill is never as hungry as the wolf climbing the hill. Always be that wolf climbing the hill. Always hungry for more. Always hungry to grow, to feed your mind and rise to the highest level you can take yourself. Never looking back, always looking forward to the next feast, feast of success in whatever you do. It does not matter if you have to walk alone for a while. It is much better to walk alone in the right direction than to follow the herd walking in the wrong direction. Stay strong. Be different. Your destiny is in your hands. Get out there and hunt it.
There are going to be times in your life where you are kicked down, where you feel like you can't go on anymore, where you don't feel like getting out of bed, where you feel like you are beat down and the weight of the world is on your shoulders and you're not sure if you could carry this thing anymore. I'd be lying to you if I said I never have down periods. That I don't feel depressed, that I don't feel anxious, that I don't feel sad, that I don't feel like the world is kicking my tail. But you gotta find a way. You gotta find something to keep going, to keep pushing forward. To just give that little boost to push you through the day. To push you through tomorrow and the next day until you get out of this funk. You gotta find something inside you to do it. And you gotta understand that it's a test. It's a test of your will, of your grit, of your mental toughness. And the more brilliant you are, the more you will be tested. You fight through the depression, you fight through the anxiety, you fight through the stress, you fight through all of the negative, all of the circumstances around you that are beating you down to your knees, and you just gotta stand up.
Listen to me very closely, you gotta hear what I'm saying. Pain is temporary.
If you push through, the gates will open, that you will reach your goals, your targets, and you will become the best you if you keep moving one foot after the other, after the other.
Pain is gonna take you to the next level. I know what you're feeling, but you gotta work through it. And if you work through your pain, on the other side is a reward. Your pain ain't permanent. You can get through this. You're bigger than your pain. You're better than that. I've been trying to get that into your spirit. I've been trying to get you to celebrate pain.
How strong are you mentally to fight through this thing?
You're gonna work through this. You're going to get up, you're going to get dressed, and you're going to do what you've been called to do. You're going to be what you called to be. And you're going to prove to everybody that tried to break you, you're going to prove them wrong. Everybody that tried to stop you, everybody that tried to kill your dreams, you're going to prove all of them wrong.
Anybody can be good when times are good. But when things are bad in your life, how good are you going to be? Because that's the test of you as a human being. Will you show up? Will you bring it? So bring it.
As you begin to feel that you deserve it, your passion and goal is so strong, the fears won't matter. What are the things that you fear that's been keeping you from living your dream? That's been keeping you from doing some things that you would like to do? Just think about those things. And how do we begin to handle that? Abraham Maslow said that the life is about growth. And he said, you can either go back to your comfort zone, and there you won't find any growth, or you must be willing to go forward and face your fears again and again and again, because you're never going to have a fear-free existence. I mean, some fear is acceptable and legitimate. There are some things that you really should be afraid of. Now, you shouldn't allow it to immobilize you. You acknowledge it, you take it into account, and you carry yourself accordingly. There are times that we should proceed with caution. But it's the difference between being stopped by fear. It's the difference between having a fear and the fear having you.
It's not your circumstances or your situation that determines if you're going to be successful or not. I've been telling you, it's your mindset. It's the way you see it.
So deciding as you look at your life, as you look into the future and say, what fears am I holding on to? What fears that I'm allowing to imprison me, that's keeping me from breaking out, that's keeping me from living up to my true potential, that's keeping me from really being happy, that's keeping me from having a sense of adventure and excitement in my life? What's keeping me from controlling my destiny? What fears that I'm giving that permission to? Notice what I said, that we must give our permission to fear to immobilize us. Because whatever discomfort you experience, you got to handle it.
Make a declaration to yourself. Declare all out war that you're going to get out of this rut.
Got to go up in there and wrestle with it. Will it be easy? No. Will it be challenging? Yes. What do you want me to tell you? That it's going to be a picnic? No, it's not. It's going to kick your butt? Yes, it is.
I said to myself, I will never go back to this again. I said, I will never be treated like that again. I will never go through what I went through again.
Are you going to want to die? Yes, yes, that's a part of it. But that's just what you must go through in order to get where you want to go. And guess what? You are strong enough to do it. You're strong enough, and your life is worth whatever you have to go through. This dream you got, whatever you want to do, will it be easy to just run out there and do it? No. Will it happen overnight? No. Will it be a struggle? Yes. Will there be times when you can't make ends meet? Yes, that's a part of it. Will there be times you won't know what to do? Yes, that's a part of it.
There was days I didn't want to get up. There was days I didn't want to put my clothes on. There was days I didn't want to face the world. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But this is only the beginning. This is not the end. This is not where I want you to be for the rest of your life.
Decide that you're going to begin to live life on a new level, seeking out new horizons, that you're going to find more love and more joy and more ways to give.
And so I was blessed because I went through so much pain that pain actually pushed me. Oh, you better hear what I'm telling you today. I'm telling you that pain pushed me to prosperity. That pain pushed me to greatness.
You can either live your dreams or live your fears.
You have got to get to a point where you say, I'm sick and tired of living like this. There's got to be more. That's when people go out and strike out on their dreams. That's when people get out of relationships where they're dying together rather than growing together.
Listen to me very closely. You got to hear what I'm saying. I've been trying to tell you for the last 2 years that pain is temporary.